Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Mary-Kate Nestor, Roundtable intern this semester and senior at the College of St. Rose in Albany, New York. The Rose Record Label Group at St. Rose is devoted to producing, releasing, and representing new music cultivated by creative students, alumni, faculty, and the community. It is their mission to provide opportunities and experiences to a diverse group of artists and fans alike. Following contemporary trends in the music industry, they promote original music by creating and collaborating with rising talent. The idea to create a label came from a music industry student who presented it to her classmates. They have recently released their first album, Rose Roots, Volume 1, which is a compilation of music from various artists and songwriters in the music industry program at St. Rose. Here with me today to talk more about the record label group and their latest album is Stacia Burns, president and CEO of the group, and Maria McNamara, head of public relations. Thank you for joining me today, ladies.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So let's start with the creation of this group. How and when did the record label group get started?
A couple years ago, a student by the name of Ellie Decker, she's now an alumni, approached Sean McClary, who is our current professor of this group slash class. She was interested in involving more students in recording ensembles and kind of being able to incorporate things we learn about the music business in class into a larger setting. So that's how the record label kind of became what it is now. And from there, several students have joined. It started off about 20 students, but now there's between 40 and 50.
So how does it work? Does it count as a class for college credit, or is it an extracurricular activity?
It's a class. People can sign up for either one credit or zero credits. It counts as a recording ensemble, I believe. So there's like the separate production stuff that counts towards like an actual ensemble.
Right.
And then like the business side is just like another class.
What were the biggest or most unexpected challenges you faced in creating this group?
From the very beginning, we didn't really know where to begin. And especially since we're affiliated with the college, it's hard to like try and start your own like mock company at first. That's kind of what we tried to begin the process as, but now it's kind of expanded into like a larger, like establishing ourselves as a real company and trying to like work around rules that the college has and how far we can kind of go beyond that.
I know that Rose Record Label Group is an umbrella for all of the label operations, including Sman Publishing and Thorn Productions. Can you tell me more about these operations?
I'm not as familiar with those areas. There is also Rose Record Label, which is more the business team, which is where I work in. So that handles like the public relations, distribution, and some of the other like the really hardcore like business parts of the label. And then so Sman Publishing, that handles like the songwriters and A&R, I believe?
Yeah, Sman is like the publishing arm. So the record label focuses on the recorded music and getting that known to the public. And then Sman is kind of representing our songwriters behind the scenes and ensuring that their music is protected in terms of copyright and collecting money like royalties and stuff like that.
As president and CEO and head of public relations, you both play key roles in the success of this group. So walk me through what some of your responsibilities include.
As president, a main part of my job is conducting e-board meetings. So each week, our e-board is made up of 11 members, and each of those 11 members represents a different department of the label. And we meet each week, and I conduct those meetings and make sure they're running smoothly, and we pass agenda items and things like that. But in addition to that, my job is to have a hand in what each department and what each company is working on. So for the production team, I'm listening to sessions and making sure that songs are on the right track and focusing on making sure that things are up to commercial standards. That's what we're striving for. And then for like the record label and SMAN, the publishing team, I'm really overseeing kind of making sure everybody's doing the right thing. And I'm also heavily involved in working with the college and the PR team at the college to further our goals.
What about you, Maria?
For me, every week I work with like a little PR team. I think there's like five or six of us, including a couple people from distribution. So we kind of just handle like the social media. We try to come up with like a plan each week for like what we're gonna, I guess, advertise on the social media sites. We also work on the website together, which was a big project last semester, was just like recreating the whole website and everything. So me and Stacia actually worked on that a lot together.
And the website is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's so nice.
Thanks. And then another thing that we do is we have been reaching out to other record stores. So one of the people on my team has actually been in touch with a few people from Troy who have like record stores and like little cafes and stuff and like their own radio stations. And so we're just in charge of like getting the music out there and like kind of showing who we are to like the public and, you know, just kind of reaching out to everyone else.
Yeah, and that's really important to get yourself out there.
Yeah, definitely.
So you guys had a release party for your new album and it was in February. How did that go?
It went really great. A year ago, we launched the record label, and so this year we wanted to do an event similar to that, and we did the launch of our first compilation CD, and it went really, really awesome.
It was at St. Rose and Jack's place, right?
Yep. It was kind of just, like, in the whole main, like, lobby area of the building. A lot of people showed up, which was really good, too. So.
Yeah, we had a lot of food, live performances, playbacks of the recordings that were on our comp.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. On the Rose Roots album, there is such a variety of songs with all of the artists having their own unique sound. What was the process of deciding which songs and artists would be compiled into this one album?
Yeah, so the way that we came up with the track list was we had a catalog of alumni senior projects, actually. And we took four that we thought were really strong and gave them to our production team, and they kind of remixed them and touched them up and improved them a little bit. And then we have four signed artists, Ryan Ledick, Bad Mothers, Eleni Davis, and Sydney Shizano. And for each of those artists, with the exception of Sydney's, our songwriting team wrote songs that we thought were really strong and could potentially be a hit, and we kind of geared those toward each particular artist. So that's kind of how the album came together.
So St. Rose is kind of like a family, especially within each department. You become very close with the people you're with. You take all your classes with them through all 4 years. You help each other work on your projects. So what was it like working with them? Does that make the success of this group all the more satisfying when you're working with people you're close with?
I definitely think it does make it more satisfying. It was a little weird for me because I'm a communications major, so I'm kind of like, I'm not as involved with like the rest of the music student. So coming in from like the outside, it was kind of like being reestablished into the music world because I used to be a music industry major. So like I knew a couple of the other students, but it's fun working with other students on like such a big project like this because it almost feels like an extracurricular thing. And like whenever we release the CD or like if something really big happens or like if somebody has really big news that they went and like did on their own, like it's just like so satisfying to hear that. And like we're all just like really like supportive of each other, which I think is really important.
And your people in your PR group, are they're also communication majors?
They're all actually music students.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
They all like expressed an interest at the beginning of last semester in doing like PR work. So they've been working with me. It's kind of all just like a big learning experience for all of us, which is fun.
Totally. I think one of the coolest things that we're finding is the record label is something that a lot of colleges don't do. And so it's new to the faculty and the higher-ups at the college, but also the students in the music industry program and students within the college community as a whole. Like, we've done several tabling events, and people will come up and be like, I didn't know we had a record label. That's so cool. So I think it's something really positive that's coming out of St. Rose right now and really beneficial for the music program and the student body in general.
Yes, it is very beneficial. It amazes me that my peers are so successful in creating and running something on this scale. And what are you working on now for the record label?
Two of our artists have upcoming releases, Bad Mothers, who formerly known as the Bonnie Masons, which is led by Matt Dalton. We are working on putting out an EP within the next month. And then Sydney Shizano, we're working toward her EP, which will hopefully be out in the fall.
And anything you're working on in PR?
There's a couple upcoming events that are actually like, I guess they're like technically not like our events, but like we have artists who are performing there. So we're kind of just like going with all of that, and we're working with the art team right now to start creating more like merchandise that we can sell We're like looking into like Amazon stores and stuff like that. So it's kind of exciting and like a big new thing because I've never really done anything like that before. So we're all kind of like reaching out to new things that we can do with all the stuff that we have right now.
Yeah, that's huge. But it's also a great way to get like your merchandise out there and be more known.
Yeah, definitely.
So what plans do you have for the future? Will this group continue through younger generations of St. Rose students? I know you're a junior, so you're going to be here next year and probably continue this, right?
Yeah, I definitely want to keep doing this next year for sure. Right now we're in the middle of electing new people for like the positions that are graduating, so it's definitely going into like the future generations, and like there's a lot of freshmen who are involved who are like really passionate about it, so I think that's really exciting for the rest of us.
When we first started the label, it was several upperclassmen, because we had the best handle on how the music industry was run, and we have taken all the production classes and things like that. But in the past year, we've really gathered a lot of incoming freshmen and sophomores who have really stepped up and shown a huge interest, as Maria just said. So it's really exciting to see that this is definitely going to like prosper in the years to come when we've graduated and moved on.
Well, yeah, that's so important, too, because you guys have worked so hard on this, and you want it to continue and have a legacy live on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, ladies. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
Tayshia, congratulations on your graduation.
Thanks.
Upcoming. Tayshia Burns and Maria McNamara of the Rose Record Label Group. Their album, Rose Roots Volume 1, is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. For more information, visit roserecordlabel.com. I'm Roundtable intern Mary Kate Nestor, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WIMC.